This recording, Germany 19, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onruf, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Percy was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking, even though on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Zara an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Zara was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Zara thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Zara had a different idea. First she tried gentle stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered Ida. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Zara was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Zara had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Zara confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Zara warned her that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. We found out later on it was a hunting caravan, actually a restaurant, but usually for the people that went hunting in that area. We drove up there, nobody around, except there was a shepherd dog right on the entry there. We were a little bit concerned about it, but it was not a wolf or a coyote, it was a shepherd dog. It seems like he was friendly. We didn't see anybody else around, but we made the wrong turn. We went towards the entry door. We went toward another door. All of a sudden, the dog was in front of us, showing his teeth. His hair went up, and he wouldn't let us not one step into the wrong direction. So we turned back. Finally, we entered the hall there. Nobody on the desk. We rang the bell. A gentleman came, and we got a room there.